guess I'm going to survive. We got a lot of headache decisions, and I want to talk to you very confidential about them and get any inclinations or hunches you got. I don't want any commitments, and you've got to decide it. I'll be off singing happy hallelujah or something, but I thought I could get a little help. We're in the budget area. First, we're going to have a blow-up in Europe this week, and it's frightening as hell. We just don't know what'll come out of it. I probably have to leave Fowler over there, but they're running the pounds going to hell and the francs going to hell, and we're in pretty good position ourselves, but we're never in good position when our neighbor's got smallpox and it's coming up the road, so that's something we have to be concerned about, but that's not what I called you. These budget people are coming in now. And our president, I've talked to him, but I can't get any guidelines from him. I told him I didn't want to have any great conflict between my budget and his if I could avoid it, because he's got too many problems. And I don't think any of us, including certainly you and perhaps me, have any understanding of the cruelty that a president has with his own cabinet and with the Congress and with the people and with the mayors and the governors. So I don't want to add to it. I want to help him. But I don't get really any guidelines yet, except he has definitely said in the night before the television that Humphrey would extend the surtax, that I will not. 9 days before that, he said that he would not extend it unless there's some emergency or had some qualification, except are not substantially extended, I think he said. I don't know what he's going to do about that. I have to take a man at his word. I have to assume that. I haven't talked to his advisors. I imagine Stans is his principal advisor, but I don't know.
He called me the other day, and I talked to him. I told him he'd gone too far. I made a speech down here yesterday. I had it released in Washington. I don't know whether you've got a copy of it or not.
No, I didn't.
But I was talking in terms of these built-in increases that we're faced with in salary over 69. Anywhere from 7 to 10 billion just built in. The salary increase.
I'll talk to you about that. Well, here, anyway, well, that's the way if he cuts the cloth that way, I think here's my feeling. Here's what I'm inclined to say. I'm inclined to say that I think the surtax ought to be extended, and I think that of this $4.5 billion extra that health, education, welfare thinks they've got to have as a minimum, that I would give them $1 billion of it. I think of this $4 billion pay and $1 billion retirement, $5 billion, it's already law. I think I would stretch it out and give them 2 or 3 of it. Of the $6.5 billion defense they say they've got to have if we go on with even the thin missile and the planes, I think that I would probably not give them any of it and just say we're going to pull down in Vietnam. Of the crime, I don't think we can miss the safe streets much, $300 million. Everybody's for that. On housing, I'd keep that down to a few hundred million. And I would do that if I were a president and if I had a Congress that would support me. In my judgment, though, since the president does say that he is not going to extend the surtax, I don't believe that he can pass it over, Congress can pass it over his veto.
Oh, no, I wouldn't endeavor to pass it.
And I think, then, that I better tell these departments to live off of what you got and to try to cut enough out of Vietnam some way or other to give the pay boys maybe $1 billion and stretch out the rest of it and say to all of them, now you've just got to stay with what you spent this year. Now we have now, after going over all of them, poverty and everything else, the defense is for is $6.5 billion. That's this morning. Now they just say they can't go beyond that. They just can't take it.
$6.5 billion over 69.
That's right. Over 69. Orville says he's got to have a little over $1 billion more. Now, he's already gone up some, and we've exempted him, and they just hell, but he got to have $1 billion of what he expended. Wilbur Coyne said he got to have $4.5 billion.
Well, just confidentially, he's coming down here Tuesday to talk to me. I guess it's about this very thing.
I guess so. And he's going crazy with Medicaid. I don't know what the hell's going to happen to that. Space say they've got to have $500 million. Now, I don't think we can make this stand up. But I rather think the wisest position for me and maybe for you to take with all these folks, at least until December, till Christmas, we might get generous then, is that Nixon has just flatly said he's not going to have a surtax. Now, we think that's wrong. But he's president. And if he's not going to have it, he means what he says, he's not going to have it. So you're going to have $185 billion spent. Now, we're going to spend that much this year. So the facts of life are that that means you've got to keep your budgets within this year. And all these mandatory increases got to be postponed or stretched out or something.
$11 billion, the Treasurer tells me
not. Yeah, or it's just scattered. Well, it's scattered up. It's $4 billion pay outright. It's $1 billion retirement outright. That's $5 billion. And they got a lot of other things they want to add. But,
well, I'm talking about he's talking in terms of losing $11 billion when he drops that surcharge.
Oh, yes. That's right. That's right. That's right.
It's under this year's revenue.
That's right. That's right. So what I don't think we better argue with Nixon, I think we better assume, I think we can tell him, but I think that we can't, don't think it, I think what we got to do is I told my budget director this morning I was going to talk to you and George Mahon, I wasn't going to talk to anybody else, but I just resisted Wilbur. He's been in 3 times in the last 10 days, and I tell him, yes, all your stuff's wonderful, I love it, but I don't know where I'm going to get the money, as Bob Rich said, and I don't know where I'm going to get it to spend what you're spending this year. I just can't see it, because Nixon says no surtax. Well, that, of course, shakes them all. He goes back, scratches it. Now, Orville Freeman, he's down from about $2 billion to about $1 billion now, and defense is $6.5 billion. Space is $0.5 billion. They'd like to have $1 billion. Housing would be $1 billion, too, if you let them. But if we just say, now, you have got to try, if he doesn't have a surtax. Now, that's what he said he won't have. So that means you're talking about $185 billion, roughly, maybe a billion of revenue. Now, we'd like to get this balanced. I wouldn't mind. The economists like to have $3 or $4 million, $1 billion leeway, maybe $5 billion deficit. I don't know how we can do it when we're making so damn much more than we ever made in our life, but we could always decide that in December. The big question is, every one of your children are coming in on you and your grandchildren and demanding that you spend here and there, and you just got one little paycheck. And I think that the best way to stop them is to say that, A, you're not going to have a surtax, so you got to keep within this year's expenditures at the most. And you may even have to absorb your pay. Well, that really shakes their teeth, because then none of them start estimating big increases. Otherwise, I don't know how to do it. Now, I'd like to have your thinking on it. Are we going to spend $186 billion this year, I'll bet you, before it's over with Medicaid and everything else? And even with a $6 billion reduction, with what we exempt, we're still going to be back $185.5 billion or $6 billion. Now, if we are, and everybody's tightened their belt and cut it out and overseas reduction, everything, without a damn mandatory increase, we're already going to spend more next year than we'll take in without his tax. So if we tell them that they can have any increase, we're in trouble. The only increase I think we can have really is crime. That safe streets, I think everybody will want to soup up these police forces. And that's $300 million. But when you break the line, you get over it like you do the exemptions. And I bet you if I break it with Orville, I can't hold Wilbur. And if I break it with Wilbur, I can't hold works. And I can't hold poverty and so forth.
You're not going to hold any of them. Now, here's what I said yesterday in this. I wish you'd get one of your people to get you a copy, because it was thoroughly checked out with the Bureau of the Budget before I said it. that there's $7 to $10 billion of built-in increases.
Yes.
That you've got no control over.
Yes.
At all.
Yes.
You've got about $2 to $3 billion more going to be spent in Social Security and highway funds.
Sure.
As well as out of the general fund, you see.
That's right.
And all of these things together, if we're going to spend 186, I think the very minimum increase that you can get by with next year is a $7 billion, and it's probably going to be 10 if you don't add anything to this to any program over and above 69. So now, if we're going to have $185 billion of revenue, we're going to have a $10, $12, $15 billion deficit for 69 if we drop the surcharge. For 70, I mean.
Yeah. Okay.
Just that simple. Now, I made this speech addressed to Nixon, actually. He was the one I was in hopes would read it. Because I had talked to him the other day. He did not tell me positively that he was going to let the surcharge drop. He told me he had made that statement. He hoped he could do it. I said, well, I hope so, too, but you're going to have to cut $11 billion somewhere, or else have a big budget deficit that you can't handle. We're going to be back in trouble if he comes up with a $15 billion deficit prospect, aren't we?
Yes, we sure are. But I think what you've got to do, my judgment is, you'll have to pass a resolution stretching out with his help, the Republican help. You can do it with Southern Democrats, stretching out your retirement and your pay. I fought it all I could, but I just didn't have the horsepower in the declining years.
Well, I didn't have either.
You remember when we had our tax bill briefings, I just begged them and pled with them and fought with them and did everything I knew on this pay thing. But maybe with Nixon coming in new, and maybe with the Republicans, and maybe with this serious problem, maybe we could pass a resolution that would stretch out these pay and retirement increases, get that down. Maybe we could hold the others to 3 or 4, assuming that, in other words, cut your 7 to 9 down to 3 or 4. Assuming that, then by making defense cut enough in Vietnam and other places, and making Wilbur stay where he is. He can't on Medicaid and stuff, but just making him